All right, let's get back into it with the Reverends McVitie and Vosper. And one of the issues on the table, there are many, but this baby who got three names on the birth certificate, there could be in BC as many as four. This is a new legislation that was passed last year, and it's the Family Law Act. Whether you support this progressive initiative or you think in some ways it might be damaging to the child, as Charles McVitie believes, you're welcome to weigh in. One of the other things I wanted to talk about, or amongst the many, is this walk-in clinic in Ottawa where the doctor up there denied birth control to a woman because he said it militated against his conscience. Now, Canada Health Act says you got to provide unless there's a reasonable accommodation that can be struck here. So where do we find ourselves in an Ottawa walk-in clinic? This doctor does not provide artificial contraception due to ethical concerns, Charles. Do you think he's in his right?
Absolutely. I mean, we don't force all doctors to do all procedures. Why? Because we have many doctors. So these procedures and these systems can be delivered by many others. So there is reasonable accommodation for someone who doesn't believe in abortion or someone who doesn't believe in contraception. Unless the government then says, no, your belief system, your understanding has no standing here. We're going to force you to do whatever we want.
In other words,
That raises the issue, Charles. If someone has, is recognizing that the healthcare system is overly taxed and that massive amounts of funding go into prolonging life at the end of life, if that were to hit someone's conscience as something inappropriate, and rather than allowing someone to be kept on alive on artificial or medically supported ways, they'd rather the money be put into sending someone to university for 4 years. Ethically, they think that government money should be put toward educating the youth and preparing for the future. So they refuse a family's request to extend someone's life because they're, my mom is 86, so because they're 86 and they've got some health issues and they refuse to treat those issues, is that okay?
No, of course
not.
Because
it's an ethical choice that the physician would make. There's other physicians that would make a different choice. They could go find someone else. Those are your arguments.
It's unreasonable.
Why is it unreasonable? It's unreasonable to withhold birth control from someone who's requesting it.
If you'll take a breath, I can answer you why it's unreasonable. Because it's unlawful. It goes against the Hippocratic Oath that they have to supply and help the health of the patient.
And so
giving contraception, giving abortion is contrary to the Hippocratic Oath, and it's contrary to their job.
Forcing a woman to put herself at risk of having an unwanted pregnancy, that's not a negative thing, a negative impact on her health?
It isn't a negative thing.
That's ridiculous,
you know what?
Charles. It's a hugely negative thing.
No, it's nonsense.
For a woman who doesn't want a pregnancy, her only options are what then?
She can take care of herself. She doesn't need the doctor to take care of her. And if she wants an abortion, the doctor doesn't have to perform that abortion. There is a reasonable accommodation where another doctor can come in and do the killing of the child. When you're talking about taking someone's life.
I'm not talking about taking someone's life. I'm talking about someone dying of natural causes by no intervention.
Yeah, well, that's taking someone's life.
No,
that's
refusing to intervene on ethical reasons.
It's like not feeding a child and say they died of natural causes. It's not.
Look, if there's a conscientious objector here who's a doctor and there's some other doctor across the hall who's willing to perform, I mean, doesn't that let the doctor off the hook effectively? I mean, isn't that the best compromise? Or would you force them to do the bidding of the patient so the patient's rights are primary? Is that what you're saying, Greta?
Well, I think that walk-in clinic should have I don't know, something on the board that says this doctor will do this, this doctor will do that. And, because someone goes in, they disclose a need to a physician. There's a level of stress there and a confidentiality requirement.
All right, so what if he does that?
And so I think it's traumatic for someone to go in and be told something like that.
So what you're saying is as long as the doctor posts where his conscientious objections lay, then you're saying you're fine with that.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, well, we've made some progress as far as that's concerned. Pete and Whitby, what do you say? Good morning. Go ahead, Pete. Okay, Pete got cut off. Monty and Barry, what's your take, either of these topics so far?
Good morning, John. I usually agree with Charles, but I'm sorry I'm on Greta's side this time. It's the medical reasons. If you've watched The Locator, It's all about adopted families and kids, and they're looking for paternal parents because for medical reasons, for diseases, for genes. I think they should register them. I think it's only fair and right.
Well, I think you're right about the natural parents, the mother and the father. They should be listed there. But putting three or four, are you for polygamy?
No, I'm not. I'm Catholic. I'm not for that. But what it is look for the for their sake. It's compassion. I mean, we're taught compassion and love. So with homosexuals. We love them. We should not be.
Sure, we do.
So, Charles, are you saying that the woman who called in, her adoptive parents, should not have been listed on her birth certificate?
No. Well, I think the caller has a point where in today's day and age, we should know who the biological parents are for the sake of the gene pool, for the sake of potential unknown incest. I mean that's what the caller's really saying. But my point is, Greta, that when you are for polygamy, but I know that you say you're not, but you're only for a polygamous family if it is a same-sex family, because of course then same-sex people have super rights.
I haven't said that I'm against polygamy.
Oh, you're for polygamy.
I'm against some of the gender stuff that goes into polygamy. I have a difficulty with the fact that most polygamous relationships
are multiple women
and a male that has all the authority because they're religiously based. But those that are based on loving relationships, I have absolutely no problem with.
Let me get Gary in the beach in here. Gary, what do you got?
Well, regarding those three signatories there, it's not progressive. The goal is the destruction of the traditional family unit, and Greta's getting her way. Greta is probably only opposed to polygamy because it's patriarchal. The women's movement began the destruction of the traditional family. Gays are just finishing the job. Thanks, guys.
All right. By the way, you know, we had this article, and I'll just deviate a little bit here. Women, the feminists, are out in high dudgeon because they think that a lot of the female athletes at the Olympics are being exploited for their sexuality. And, you know, with the cheesecake kind of pinup pictures, the women's team from Russia in various disciplines seen scantily clad in lingerie on the Mail Online version, which is a Daily Mail out of the UK. American female athletes posing in various magazines like GQ, Maxim, Sports Illustrated, ESPN, what have you. Not so much the Canadian girls. Is there an argument to be made that these women are being sexually exploited or they're trading on that? It's a setback for feminism? Or is it portraying them as female and they're strong and they happen to be sexy?
Well, the feminists of today are all for the objectification of women. They're for legalizing prostitution, selling women for sex, for money.
They're for that?
They're absolutely
for that.
They're
giving women power over their own lives is what that is about, Charles.
And that's why the Supreme Court just legalized prostitution in our country. Because the feminists are all on board for selling women for sex, so then to have some righteous indignation that a woman posed in a bikini because she's an athlete, it's a false sense of civility.
All right,
it's an interesting thing because the athletic body has always been used as the ideal and the symbol of the Olympic Games since their inception. I mean,
in lingerie.
There's no doubt that the women at the Olympics with the bodies that they have will be sexually exploited. They have the choice to have those pictures taken or not. And we have the opportunity
to admire the empowerment?
Physical body.
That's
I mean, if they choose that that's what they want to do, then...
Well, what about the Playboy model who chooses to do that? How come she took all that heat those years?
I'm not saying that they're not being sexually exploited. I'm sure that the magazine, the Daily, that's doing it, is exploiting them. I'm sure that that's
Well, they've
their
allowed
purpose.
Themselves to be pictured that way. Obviously, there's somebody behind it, the photo, the photographer.
Which is, I guess the issue is we have a culture that is steeped in sexuality, that is steeped in
and they're just playing into that
sexual
narrative.
Exploitation.
They're playing
time.
Into that. Is that feminism?
Well, the thing is, I don't think you can play out of it. How do you play out of it? You've got cut off shoulder sweatshirts being sold for 2-year-olds at Joe Fresh in Loblaws. I mean, you can't just disentangle a person and say, okay, you cannot participate in the society.
Are they not willfully allowing themselves to be objectified, Greta? That's what they're doing, aren't they? Posing in lingerie. Why else would they pose in lingerie?
But it's not just them posing in lingerie. It's every woman that walks down the street is objectified in our culture.
And the feminists have been taking great pains to point that out.
I have a problem with it, but I don't have the right to say you can't do that because you're undermining the feminist project.
My underlying question is, has this set women back or is this a great leap forward?
Well, if we didn't have the kind of culture that we have now, it would be wonderful to be able to just look at our athletes and recognize profound beauty.
This is really false feminism, John, where you say you're for the woman, but then you're for the woman to be sold as a prostitute. You're for the woman to participate
in a spectator sport. Charles, you're just like some of our listeners. You can't actually hear what I'm saying because of what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's false feminism. True feminism is to protect the woman and to protect the family. And my grandmother fought alongside with Nellie McClung, and they fought for true feminism, for personhood, for equality, but unfortunately the feminists of today are all for prostitution and pornography and every type of objectification of women. Sell the women for money. That's feminism today, and it really has to stop. We need to see a rise of true feminists in our country.
Well, I see. All right. Even though they feel empowered and controlling the message.
Well, I understand that's what the new campaign is going to be for the conservatives, playing on, you know, Mrs. Harper. Mrs. Harper this and Mrs. Harper that.
Well, that's
that
an interesting one.
Feminism.
That's a report that's come out that's going to be part of their election appeal, that they feel that she has, I don't know, she has great appeal. Maybe he's seen as too stodgy and she's warm and engaging and whatever. Do you think that's inappropriate to be leveraging her popularity?
Is that exploitation?
Is it?
Is that exploitation? I would say that's exploitation.
Is it exploitation or sexploitation? See, this is what I'm asking.
Yeah.
The exploitation that's happening with the female athletes is going after, you know, just their physical beauty.
But, yeah, and the word used around Lorraine Harper was leveraged. She was leveraged.
Doesn't everybody do it? I mean, Justin Trudeau, what's he catering to?
This is your false sense of feminism, where you say that is somehow horrific, but all these other things are fine.
No,
pornography and
Charles,
and,
you haven't
and
heard
prostitution
me. I think that the issue is that we have a culture that will exploit women. We have a culture
so
that will
fight
objectify
against it.
Women.
Join me in true feminism.
And do what?
Fight against the
Take
pornographers.
Take off my shoes and stay home in the
fight
kitchen?
Fight against the prostitutes.
All right, hang on just a second. Here's the other issue.
My wife's a working woman. I don't believe
it. All right, I wanted to ask you about this one as well, because it's obviously garnered a lot of attention late last week. The pride flag at City Hall. Rob Ford didn't want to see it there. He didn't want to. He's not attending the Pride World Pride Day parade, which, you know, elevates it beyond the status of just Pride Day in Toronto. And then his brother came out and qualified it and said, "You don't want to see buck naked men walking down the street with a Speedo on and a pot belly and everything like that." Does he have a legitimate reason? Does that make it a legitimate reason to stay away, because he's saying it's awash in carnality and the social mores are what offend him, not so much that he's homophobic? What say you, McKee?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, this is criminal activity that is happening in these marches. Men walking down the streets fully nude. And should
fully nude?
Fully nude.
Really?
Just go there. You'll see them. Mm. And then men doing mock sex acts on the street of Toronto. Should our mayor be participating in criminal activity?
Well, he certainly shouldn't come in a Speedo,
that's for sure.
Well, all right, but that aside, I mean, do you think there's something to that, Greta? I mean, if he makes the case that I don't want to participate in something that's over the top and not family friendly, in other words, even some gay people might say this is a bad representation. Why does everything have to be sort of stereotyped as gays equal promiscuous sex? Could there be an argument that maybe that is a legitimate reason to stay away?
I think that if you look in any situation in this city, you can find promiscuity amongst heterosexuals and homosexuals.
It's
and at Pride, you're certainly
point.
Going
it's
to be able to find it too.
It.
But that is not the focus of it.
It
is. It's not exclusively promiscuity. It's not about nakedness. I've never seen somebody naked at Pride. But I haven't been going around with the binoculars that you've been wearing, Charles, when you go down there, or with those secret little cameras that you've got your friends
I forgot the name of it,
with them. I think World Pride is an honor. It's an honor for Toronto to be able to be hosting that. I think that that the mayor of Toronto boycotting it is petty and ridiculous. And I think that the attention that it will garner for Toronto can only be positive.
That's because you're a bully. He can stay away if he wants, and you don't have to attack him for not wanting to participate in it. And furthermore, there's even a representation, a float, so as you will, that is all about naked men.
All right. If Norm Kelly goes, I'll be proud of Norm.
So you know what?
Norm Kelly, is he the mayor?
I don't know if he's going to go, but he could go and as his representative, and I'd be honored to have him there.
Let's cheer on Canada, not homosexuality.
All right. Well, that's Canada Day on the same weekend. We're going to cap it on that note. The Reverend Dr. Charles McVitie and from the Canada Christian College, Greta Vosper, minister at the West Hill United Church. Thank you both.